Well, you may or may not know that the Northland has a Lake Superior Ragtime Society. It's a nonprofit organization that promotes ragtime in the area, and the group has had quite a storied history. Sandy Williams joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more. Hey, Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. Now, the Lake Superior Ragtime Society, I used to get little postcards from them here at KUMD all the time talking about regular concerts going on. Is the group getting bigger or is the group getting smaller?
Well, you know, with this day and age of the internet, everybody wants things online. So I've been sending out emails, and I send posters and all the text about our concerts. And our group has been an organization since 1984, when it was started by my brother, Tim Sandor. He's from Superior, and a teacher from Superior, Yvonne Cloutier. And they had gone to a festival, ragtime festival in Toronto, and they had so much fun, and they said they recognized each other from being from Superior. And thought, why don't we do this back home? So that's how Lake Superior Ragtime Society got started. And we used to have regular meetings. We called them music meetings once a month. Well, we don't do that anymore. But we do get together, and we provide free entertainment, live performances of ragtime and its related music. And we're down to three a year. We used to do four, with one out at the dry dock on Midway Road, but it's too busy in the summer, you know, with reunions and whatnot. So we have one coming up now this Sunday, April 10th, at the First Covenant Church in West End, 2101 West 2nd Street. And we have performers of all ages and levels of expertise, meaning we have young children. Our goal of our incorporated business is to provide, we meet our goal by providing these concerts and the live performance and education and performances of ragtime and its related music. So we do that by providing these concerts. And they're always free and open to the all.
Tell me a little bit about the Northland's response to ragtime music. Was ragtime, when Tim and Yvonne came back and said, hey, you know, let's create a ragtime society, what was the Northland's response at that time?
Well, I'll tell you what. At that time, it was probably, we would meet, and there was probably maybe about 20 people, and they were all either related to Cloutier or Sandor. My maiden name is Sandor.
All right, well, that's fair enough.
There was a Judge Belanger. Judge Belanger was our historian. He's since passed, but he played and sang in vaudeville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we go, I mean, as far as our theme song, this is a little bit of history. You know, our society was formed in Wisconsin, in Superior, and our style is always to invite anybody in the audience, if they can sing or play an instrument, to come and, you know, come up to the MC. And I have to tell you about our oldest performing member, who is now 103, and he's still playing his mandolin.
Oh, fantastic.
He came up to Yvonne, who was the MC at the time, and he said, and this was when we first started, and he came, his wife had died, he heard about our group, he'd been in music all his life, he played banjo, guitar, mandolin, had a band, a dance band when he was going through college, working his way through college. Anyway, he says to Yvonne, well, I play, but I didn't bring my instrument. Well, what kind of instrument do you play? Banjo. At that time, we had a group called the Entertainers, And it had banjo and drums and guitar and piano and accordion, I believe. And so she said, well, here's a banjo. And so he's been with us ever since.
Wow.
Yeah. He is planning on being there on Sunday. And his son, Hartley, is a retired dentist from the Twin Cities, and he'll be up to accompany his father on the guitar.
And you've got a seven-year-old performer, too.
We have a seven-year-old, yes, Eddie Oja. He's wonderful. And we have professionals. My nephew, Alex Sandor, has a master's in piano performance, and he is a piano pro over at UWS. And he's been with our group since he was like 10, 11, 12 years old. And he's a mighty fine stride piano, ragtime pianist, and he plays with symphony orchestras, and then he goes to, you know, ragtime. He grew up under the piano bench listening to his dad, my brother, playing the piano.
I gotta back up just to Eddie.
Yeah.
What does Eddie play?
Eddie plays the piano.
Okay.
He plays the piano and very well.
Fantastic.
And at our last concert, it was the first time he came to play for us, and he played some solos. And then in the second half, after intermission, I had him come, and Alex, my nephew, accompanied him, and they played duets together. It was really neat.
Well, Sandy, it sounds like a ball, and we'll get a link set up on our webpage so folks will know how to find you for that April 10th performance. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, can I just tell you another thing? We have mostly piano, but we also have violin, and if we're lucky, we'll have a xylophonist there. Who has been doing recordings with Della Reese and all these jazz singers in New York City. Anyway, we have talent from all ages and levels of expertise, and it's just fun time. And then after our concert, we all head down to Sir Benedict's Tavern on the lake for some good food, and the music continues. And sometimes at the First Covenant Church, if we're lucky, we have a nun comes and plays the maple leaf rag on the pipe organ.
Oh, wow. Sandy, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, well, thank you.
Sandy Williams of the Lake Superior Ragtime Society. They've got a performance coming up on the 10th, which is Sunday. And we'll get some information up on our website so it will be easy to find.